So this brings us, all this discussion brings us to a most important conclusion, which is that the setting up of goals is really a substitute for awareness, for self-knowledge. As I said, if we find ourselves bad-tempered, we don't try to understand, to be aware of why we are bad-tempered. We simply, almost automatically, set up the goal of being good-tempered. If, taking the more general view, we feel unhappy, miserable, instead of trying to understand why really deeply, we automatically, almost instinctively, set up a goal of being happy in order to get away from the unhappiness and the misery. But it's all automatic. There's no real awareness, no real self-knowledge in it all at all. So that's why I say, that's why I state this important principle, this conclusion, that the setting up of goals in this way is really a substitute for awareness or for self-knowledge. We shouldn't really try to escape from ourselves. We should begin by accepting ourselves just as we are. I say begin. We should try to understand, not just intellectually, but much more deeply than that, try to understand why we are what we are. If we are suffering, we'll accept the fact we suffer, and why? Or, as the case may be, if we're happy, well, accept the happiness, don't feel guilty about it, and understand why. It isn't something just intellectual, it's something which has to go very deep down indeed. For some people, this sort of understanding, this sort of penetration, this sort of insight will come in the course of meditation. Meditation isn't just fixing the mind on an object, isn't just revolving a certain idea in the mind. Meditation really involves, among other things, getting down to what we may call the bottom of one's own mind, and illuminating one's mind from the bottom upwards, as it were, exposing one's motives, the deep-seated causes of one's mental states, one's experiences, one's joy, one's suffering, and so on. In this way, real growth, we may say, in awareness, will come about and will take place.